last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
Light of Allah, you are a true God.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome. You're listening to The Last Savior. I'm your host, Zainab Askari. Well, Allah's light on this earth has been in the form of the prophets, the imams, and sometimes the non-believers have made many, many efforts to extinguish this light, or also the friends of imams or the friends of prophets, for those who try to be among the army of imams. And we have one such personality in the time of Imam Zama Jallaha Tala Faraja, who is called Nafse Zakia. We're going to talk with guest speaker, who is Dr. Murtaza Karimi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Well, Dr. Karimi, we have been talking about Nafse Zakia, his name and titles. We talked about them, and in the same names and titles, we sometimes there were some narrations, although weak, but they were saying that his name is Muhammad ibn Hassan. Talking about his titles, there were some narrations which deduced that he is from the lineage of Quraysh. I would want you to expand these narrations more so that we can have some idea about the lineage of Nafse Zakia.
So, as you rightly mentioned, according to one narration, he is from Quraysh. And according to some other narrations, he is Muhammad ibn al-Hassan. That is, his father's name is al-Hassan. But these narrations, talking about his father's name, are not that much authentic. So we cannot rely on them. But at least there is a possibility of his father being al-Hassan. Now, the question is that if we accept that his father's name is Al-Hassan, now, is this Al-Hassan referring to his father's
direct name? Just a common person whose name is
yeah?
Hassan or Imam
or
Hassan.
Or it is referring to Imam Al-Hassan, alayhi salam. Again, because of the fact that we do not have enough narrations, authentic narrations in this regard, we cannot come to a conclusion. But there is another narration, authentic narration in Al-Kafi by Sheikh Kulaini. This is a sahih narration, authentic one. Let me share this narration. In Al-Kafi, volume 8, page 224, hadith 285, we have the following narration. The Imam says, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam asked God for permitting him for reappearance, and then one of the close friends of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam comes to know that. فَيَبْتَدِرُ الْحَسَنِ إِلَى الْخُرُوجِ He comes to Al-Hassani and informs him of the news. And then that Hassani begin his uprising and in the city of Mecca. But the people of Mecca, they fight him back and they kill him and behead him and send his head to Ash-Shami, the man from Syria, then Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam would reappear. Now the point is that al-Hassani, of course, in the narrations is usually referring to the progeny of Imam al-Hassan alayhi salam.
All right.
But now the question is that whether this al-Hassani is the same an-Nafs Zakiya or not.
Yeah.
The narration is not that much clear, but at least there is a possibility of this Al-Hassani, because he is also killed in the city of Mecca by the people of Mecca, and then Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam will reappear, and all these are true regarding Nafse Zakia as well. If we accept this possibility that Al-Hassani in this narration is referring to Nafse Zakia, then we can conclude that
Nafse Zakia
is from the progeny of Imam al-Hassan alayhi salam. I would like to repeat the fact that not all the details related to the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam are absolutely clear, and this is very natural. We have the same regarding some of the details of the Islamic laws in jurisprudence.
Yeah.
But I believe that the number of the narrations that we have received from the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam will lead us. No one can be, having these narrations, the authentic ones, There is no way for claiming that we do not have enough proofs to know the Imam of the time. No, we talked about Sufyani and how his uprising is, and we talked about Khasf Bayda, and later we'll talk about that heavenly call. We talked about Yamani. So all these signs are clear, and before the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, people will know who Nafs Zakiya is. Putting together all the narrations, all the titles, and how he is killed. We'll talk about his martyrdom later.
Yeah.
So although we may not know his name and his lineage, if we reject the point that I mentioned, but there are ways to recognize whether this person is the same Nafs Zakiya mentioned in the narrations or not. So there is no worry about that.
Yeah, we'll discuss more about the topic after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned with us.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand-year-old
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. We have Dr. Karimi with us in the studio, and we are talking about the certain signs of reappearance, and one of them is the martyrdom of Nafs Zakiya. So, Dr. Karimi, what is the goal of Nafs Zakiya since he is being martyred, and as we discussed in the narration, so what is actually his goal?
Regarding the goal of Nafs Zakiya and also the reason why he is killed, he is martyred by the people, there are two theories here, and I would mention both of them. According to the first answer to the first theory based on one narration, Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam sends Nafs Zakiya as his deputy to the people of Mecca, asking them to support Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam to complete his hujjah, his proof, for the people of Mecca. The narration reads, this is a narration by Abu Basir, quoting from Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam. يقول القائم لأصحابه, Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, addressing his companions, says the following. يا قوم, إن أهل المكة لا يريدونني. The people of the Mecca do not want me. ولكني مرسل إليهم لأحتج عليهم. بما ينبغي لمثلي أن يحتج عليهم. But I would like to send a person toward them so that I would complete my hujjah, my proof for them. Meaning that later they cannot bring any excuse that, oh Imam, we did not know you. فيدعو رجلا من أصحابه. He calls one of his companions and tells him to go to the city of Mecca. And Imam tells him that فقل يا أهل مكة. Say the following, addressing the people of the Mecca. Ana rasulu fulanin ilaykum. I'm the messenger of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam towards you. Wa huwa yaqulu lakum. And this is the message of the Imam. Inna ahlu bayt ar-rahma. We are the progeny of the Prophet and the progeny of mercy. And this is interesting, unlike that violent picture that is drawn from Imam Mahdi alayhi salam in the minds of many people,
yeah,
and by some of the anti-Shias. The Imam introduces himself as Ahl Bayt al-Rahma. وَمَعْدَنُ الرِّسَالَةِ وَالْخِلَافَةِ وَنَحْنُ ذُرِّيَّةُ مُحَمَّدِ. So the Imam introduces himself, and then Imam says that إِنَّا قَدْ ظُلَمْنَا. We have been oppressed during the course of the history. And now this is your time, I mean from the time of the Prophet until now, we have been oppressed. And now this is the time for you to help us. But the narration continues, فَإِذَا تَكَلَّمَ هَذَا الْفَتَى بِهَذَا الْكَلَامِ أَتَوْا إِلَيْهِ فَذَبَحُوهُ بَيْنَ الرُّكْنِ وَالْمَقَامِ. But as soon as this messenger talks about the message of the Imam, they rush toward him and they kill him between Rukn and Maqam, وَهِيَ النَّفْسُ الزَّكِيَّةِ. and he is نفس الذكية. فإذا بلغ ذلك الإمام, when the Imam, Imam Mahdi عليه السلام, comes to know about his martyrdom, he tells his companions that, didn't I tell you that the people of the Mecca do not want me? So this rather long narration is quoted by Allama Majlisi in Bihar al-Anwar, volume 52, page 307, hadith number 81.
Dr. Kerim, we will discuss more about the topic after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned. Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. We have Dr. Karimi with us in the studio. And Dr. Karimi, you were talking about the goal of Nafs-e Zakiyya.
So according to the narration that I mentioned before the break, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam sends Nafs-e Zakiyya as his deputy and representative to go to the city of Mecca and invite them toward supporting and helping the Imam alayhi salam. This is one theory based on this narration. The second theory is that he is not sent by the Imam. Rather, his aim is to provide the ground for the coming and uprising of the Imam.
All right.
So somehow his act is before the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. According to the first theory, it seems that he will come and he will be killed after the reappearance of the Imam. But according to the second theory, his deed begins before the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, although very, very much close to the reappearance. But his aim is to, as I mentioned, provide the ground for the
reappearance of Imam.
Yeah, and his uprising. And that is why he tries to somehow capture the city of Mecca and provide safety for Imam Mahdi alayhi salam in the city of Mecca. But unfortunately, he does not succeed, and finally, he is killed by the people of Mecca. This theory is based on that narration in Al-Kafi, which I mentioned previously, and in that narration, he is called Al-Hasani. So if we agree that this Al-Hasani is referring to Al-Nafsu Zakiyya, we can act upon this theory saying that his aim is to provide the ground for the Imam.
The uprising of Imam.
Exactly. So these are two theories, and each one of them is based on one narration. But the point is that at the end of the day, there is no doubt about the fact that Nafs-e Zakiyya is a very virtuous man among the supporters and helpers of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Either he is sent by the Imam as his deputy, or he tries to provide the ground for the coming of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Either way, he's, I mean, a great noble man trying to help the Imam by providing the city of Mecca as a safe place for Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, he is not able. The people of the Mecca, they come to fight him and they kill him around Kaaba, according to some narrations, between Rukn and Maqam. And then, the hujjah, the proof over the people of the Mecca is complete. This is what we can say about the goals of the
Nafs-e Zakiyya
and his, deeds.
All right. So, so far, we have came to know about Nafs-e Zakiyya, that first of all, he's a person with purity, or a person who is grown spiritually and to a perfect level, and he is mentioned in narrations a respected person who is not allowed to be killed, and his killing will take place in between the Rukn and Maqam, and he's a significant personality who would be killed in the Haram month, in a prohibited month in which the wars are prohibited, and he will be killed in a prohibited place, that is Masjid al-Haram. And among his names was Muhammad ibn Hassan, which is not much authentic in the narrations. However, Nafs-e Zakiyya is one of the famous titles that he has. And about his lineage, one which could be relied upon is that he's mentioned as Al-Hassani, who would be killed, someone who is providing grounds for Imam. And among his goals was that he's a pure person providing grounds for the uprising of Imam. Thank you so much, Dr. Karimi, for being with us.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much to your listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.